Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patients at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep. Today, we're tackling a problem that every parent has faced, hyperactive toddlers at bedtime. You know, when your kid morphs into a little Energizer bunny right before it's time to go to bed. Let's dive into my top three tips to calm your kid down for bedtime. You don't want to miss the bonus tip I have for you at the end. This is going to help jumpstart those calm evenings at your house. Here we go. Picture this. Your toddler, who was just moments ago a sweet little angel, all of a sudden becomes a tiny tornado whirling around your house, leaving chaos in their wake. And you're left thinking, how am I ever going to get this ball of energy to go to sleep? Well, fear not. My first tip is to establish a consistent bedtime routine. Set a specific time and stick to it. Now, it's really important that you know the right time to be putting your kid to bed. And if you feel like you've just been kind of guessing at this, then use my free guide to really nail that down. I'm going to link to that guide in the notes. Then create a bedtime routine that is calming to your child. Now, this might be different for different kids, so you got to do what works for your child. It could include things like, you know, a warm bubble bath or putting on some lavender-scented lotion, snuggling together and reading a couple books or singing some songs. And the other thing I want you to do is limit screen time right before bed for at least the hour or so before bed. Trust me, your kid is going to wind down much easier without that stimulating blue light. Next, I want you to imagine your child's room as a magical sleep oasis. Sounds dreamy, right? Well, my second tip is all about creating a sleep-inducing environment for your little one. So you want to make sure that their room is quiet and cool and dark. This is the perfect recipe for a great night of sleep. To help create the perfect sleep environment, consider using blackout curtains. This can really help make the room feel like a dark, cozy cave. That's kind of what you're going for. And a white noise machine can be really helpful to drown out some of those sounds from, you know, inside the house or cars driving by. And, you know, for kids who need a little bit more reassurance at night, might be a little bit afraid of the dark, it's okay to use a dim nightlight or a salt lamp that puts out an amber glow. Those are fine tools to have in their room to help give them a little bit more reassurance. And make sure their bed is super cozy. Make sure they have a lovey or a couple loveys that they really like, and their favorite blanket so they feel nice and cozy in their bed. And one fun thing that you can do is you can actually have your child put their favorite lovey to bed, do a little bedtime routine for their lovey so that they get their lovey all tucked in and cozy just like you're going to do for them. All right, next up, parents, you're going to have to channel your inner Zen master because my third tip is all about teaching your toddler some relaxation techniques to help them wind down. Now imagine your kiddo peacefully drifting off to sleep while imagining themselves floating on a fluffy cloud or taking deep calming breaths as they're laying on a warm sandy beach. And this sounds amazing, right? Okay, here's how to help them learn how to do this. You can guide your child through some simple deep breathing exercises or progressive muscle relaxation. The key here is to really engage their imagination and have them focus on something relaxing and soothing. So for a deep breathing exercise, what you can do is you can have your child take a deep breath in and imagine that they're filling their tummy up like a balloon. And then every time they exhale, that balloon is deflating. And you can even have them put a hand on their tummy to feel their stomach move up and down as they breathe in and out slowly. What this does is it helps really relax them and calm their nervous system. And you can even have them do this, you know, with their eyes closed and imagine laying on that fluffy cloud or imagine laying in that warm sand. This is such a relaxing exercise. In fact, I do something like this with my 10-year-old now. At the end of our bedtime routine, I give her a big hug so she's really close to me. And then we do some deep breaths together. So we're like really co-regulating our nervous system. We breathe in deep and then out at the same time. It's a really sweet way for her to fall off to sleep, and it also really helps both of us relax. For kids who seem tense or anxious at night, then doing a progressive muscle relaxation could be a really good tool to use. So this is where you have kids tense and release different muscle groups in their body. So you can have them start with their hands, where they put their hands into fists and squeeze them really tight for 3 seconds and then release. You can have them do the same thing with their eyes, squeeze their eyes shut for 3 seconds and release. and you have them focus on different parts of their body, like their flex their toes or point their toes. And the squeezing and the releasing is actually really relaxing to your body. And just make sure to keep the instructions simple and like really age appropriate and easy for them to do on their own. And now for the bonus tip that's going to really help to jumpstart these new calm evenings in your house. Offer positive reinforcement. You want to make sure that you're really celebrating and praising your child's attempts to go along with a new bedtime routine and use these new tools to help calm themselves down. So you can even use a sticker chart if that helps your child go through that bedtime routine easily. And it's okay to offer some little rewards along the way. It could be little food treats, or you could maybe get them a new bedtime book or a new set of PJs for following along with their new routine and staying calm at night consistently. Remember, patience and consistency is key. It can take some time for your child to adapt to a new bedtime routine and really start to develop these new healthy sleep habits. So put some of these tools into action and then stick with it. You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kids' health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free toddler sleep masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.